The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Good morning, Dallas Cowboys fans. This is Tony Catalina of bloggingtheboys.com. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Tony_Catalina, and I am proud to present to you your daily Cowboys update for Wednesday, October 13th, 2021. Happy hump day, y'all. It still feels good to sit here coming off the heels of a win, basking in the glory of a fourth straight win, and the excitement knowing we are one day closer to the Cowboys Week 6 matchup versus the New England Patriots. But before we get there, there's much news and topics to discuss. Let's get right into it. Mike McCarthy, Dan Quinn, and Kellen Moore met with the media on Tuesday, and there was much positivity to discuss. McCarthy was on record stating, "I love where we are, but I'm more excited about where we can go." In more positive news, McCarthy was happy to report that there were no injury developments on Tuesday. McCarthy stating, "Nothing to put on the list right now. We came out pretty good." For a team that has had their fair share of injuries throughout this young season, you always love to hear your head coach say those words. Continuing on the injury front, McCarthy spoke about some players on the Cowboys injury reserve who could resume practice this week as limited participants. McCarthy advised that that list is still being finalized, but did mention no IR players will return to game action Sunday at New England. Look for some more positive injury news to progress as the Cowboys head into the bye following this week's outing. And although they may not be ready for this week, it looks like help may in fact be on the horizon. Seems like every day there is more praise being heaped onto Trayvon Diggs. Rightfully so. Add Dan Quinn to the list of people impressed by the young cornerback. Dan Quinn said Diggs really had a tough week and mentioned that he had pink eye, but was still able to practice through and obviously play well in the game. Quinn said, quote, "It really shows this is a true competitor. Don't confuse that quiet demeanor. This is a true wolf in sheep's clothing. This guy is a rare competitor." It's more clear every day that the Cowboys truly have a star player to build with moving forward. Dan Quinn didn't stop there with the praises, as Quinn called Randy Gregory one of our most consistent players. He just stays relentless. We played him outside, we played him inside. Also advising Gregory has put in extra time to play in more packages, so it's clear that Randy Gregory wants to be involved more in the defensive packages and the defensive opportunities, and he wants more opportunities to go out there and get the quarterback and to attack the ball carrier. Everybody seems to be taking notice of the Cowboys' play so far this season, and that includes the odd makers in Las Vegas. The Cowboys' odds to win the Super Bowl at the moment are tied for 5th at 12-1. Only trailing behind the Buffalo Bills, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Kansas City Chiefs, and Los Angeles Rams. These odds are via BetOnline.ag. You can find them at BetOnline_AG. And some more off-the-field news. Jerry Jones on 105.3 The Fan, the flagship station of the Dallas Cowboys, said that for him, Lyle Collins is not a consideration and would be out for Cowboys game on Sunday. Jerry goes on to state he doesn't have anything worth noting that would indicate anything otherwise. That notion had been confirmed later in the day as Judge Amos Mazant III denied Dallas Cowboys offensive tackle Lyle Collins' request for a temporary restraining order against the NFL in his bid to overturn his 5-game suspension. Now it looks as if Lyle Collins will finish out the remainder of suspension and will officially be out for their Week 6 matchup and be next eligible to appear in a Week 8 following the bye versus the Minnesota Vikings. Terrence Steele has played well in his absence, but Lyle Collins, you cannot deny his talent, and he'll be a welcome sight when he's back. The opportunity Terrence Steele has gotten over the last year and a half to prove himself has been valuable, and he'll be a key factor in the swing tackle position, but when Lyle Collins is back, you just have to play him. As always, we here at Blogging the Boys will have you covered on everything the Cowboys, so please don't forget to check out our podcast that we drop daily. Next up is the NFC East mixtape with RJ Ochoa and Brandon Lee Gotten. You will not want to miss RJ and Brandon discuss all things NFC East and get you caught up on everything you need to know. That is all for today, Wednesday, October 13th. Again, my name is Tony Catalina, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Tony_Catalina. Come find me, hit that follow button, shoot me a message, and let's talk Cowboys football. I hope everybody has a great Wednesday and an even better week. I will catch y'all on Friday. Peace.